Yeah, you know, I was really proud of our guys, especially the first half. I thought we were terrific. That's a pretty good team. That's played two good teams, tough. And, you know, be up 49-25 at half was good. I thought liked the way we finished the half. Bruno was probably his best half since he's been here. He was against the zone. He didn't let it bother him. I thought we executed well to get Bruno some shots near the basket. He was tremendous on defense. We did a lot of great things in that first half. Second half, we weren't mentally tough enough, I don't think, to sustain it. But I did play a lot of people. Played a lot of people just to try to get more minutes, get guys more comfortable out there. And, you know, Bruno got in foul trouble. We weren't quite as good defensively, and he got in foul trouble. So we got to learn how to be good defensively when Bruno's not out there. But made some shots, made 10. Had four or five wide open ones that probably rimmed out a little bit that could have gone down for us. And you're talking about what a great shooting night it was. But it's a step in the right direction. We were much better. This is the best we've played in our first three games. So we're heading the right way.
Questions?
Mark, you talked about the ball movement in the first half, especially when you had five freshmen out there.
Four
freshmen for a longer stretch, but five at one point. But the ball was really moving, rotating, and getting inside as well. Can you talk about how important that is for this team?
Yeah, well, we're a good passing team, and I think it starts with Anthony and Eric. They do a great job with it. But obviously, we've seen a lot of zone. they're a pretty good man team. They played one possession a man all night, but we've gotten better. We shared it. 24 assists on 31 baskets is a great night for us. So, yeah, we preach it. We did a lot of different things against the zone. We ran two or three different zone offenses. We ran our man plays against it. And we really shared it, and we got a lot of really good looks against our zone, so it was great to see.
Coach, we know you need both shooting and inside play, but the first half, the inside play was as good as it's been for a while.
Yeah.
That I can remember. What's more important to you? I mean, do you feel the inside play generates or starts the game and starts the offense better?
Well, I just think that our big guys didn't sit there and say, all right, they're zoning us. We're not going to have a good night. Bruno's energy was terrific. I told him to get every rebound if he could on offense, and he tried. And then we ran some good stuff to get him, or we executed well to get him the ball close to the basket. And, you know, it was good to see. He was really good. You know, you want to be well-rounded as an offense. I think we have that type of team that we can score inside, score in the paint. But what we haven't done, and we shot a lot of threes tonight, but that's what they were giving us. But we haven't settled, you know. So when we've struggled, we've figured out ways to score, whether it's get to the foul line or get to the rim. So guys are figuring it out and continue to get better. So we keep growing. But I want to be complete. I think then we're going to be pretty darn good.
Patrick in the back.
First of all, Darryl's assertiveness, how much different do you feel like that is this season? And do you feel like he had a different, maybe more serious approach to things heading into his sophomore year as opposed to a year ago?
Well, it's, you know, I think from the end of your freshman year to the end of your sophomore year is when you kind of improve the most, because you really don't know what you're getting into your freshman year. And then you know what's going to happen, all workouts and everything. But I thought Darryl in the second half was terrific. You know, got out on the break, made some good plays. It was probably his best half of the year. He was pretty good against Navy in the second half, but you know, we were able to go small for a little bit with Darryl at the four. It was good. He hit the three in the corner when he was in at the three, so it was his best half, which is good to see. Whether he's been more serious, I just think he understands more, and he knows what lies ahead, and so he knows how important these games are, games that we're supposed to win, but that we keep getting better, and I think our leaders are doing a good job of letting the young guys know that we have to keep improving during this stretch.
James, do you right?
You told us to kind of keep waiting on Aaron Wiggins, that we'd see what he was capable of. Was this an example of him kind of coming into his own?
Yeah, he was better. He was better. And I don't know what he ended up from three. It's hard for me to see these things. 4-8. Yeah. And defensively continues to grow. Yeah, Aaron can do that. And he can get hot. And, yeah, he was good. You know, a couple of his turnovers I didn't like, just decision-making. Of course, I'm going to be critical. And he made this, you know, made the same mistake in the second half that he made on a turnover. He did it again the next time, but he didn't turn it over. So he's got to learn from that. But no, he was, you know, he made shots. He got comfortable. He didn't hesitate, which was good to see.
Coach, you brought Wiggins off the bench, and you also got some production from Cyril Smith and Ricky Lindell. What did you, is that, in the case of Wiggins, is that something you're going to continue to experiment with? And in the case of Cyril and Ricky Lindell, what did you like out of
today? Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do with the starting lineup. I imagine Bruno and Anthony are going to be in it. But I want to try different things. Daryl responded to not starting the last game, so I had him back in there tonight. I think Aaron's more comfortable coming off the bench, to be quite honest with you. Ricky had his best game since he's been here. We've seen that in practice. He's very long. He really rebounded well. You know, affected shots by the rim, and he made some really good passes. And, you know, Sorrell's still finding himself. He made a few shots tonight, but he's not playing the way he's capable of playing. He knows that. But I did play him almost 17 minutes just so he can get more comfortable, and hopefully each time he gets to play, you know, he gets playing a little bit better for us, because we need him. We need Sorrell to play well as the season goes on.
I'm not asking to compare Aaron to Kevin, but in terms of the way he approaches the game, it doesn't look like he gets sped up. It looks like he plays at the same pace that Kevin did when he came in here. Is that something that you expected to see when he was, you know, coming out of high school, or are you surprised at how in control and also how, you know, he plays, you know, in terms of contributing defensively?
I think Aaron's a really good player, and that's why we recruited the heck out of him. So nothing he's doing really surprises me. Except maybe he's a little bit further along defensively than I was expecting. But he did a nice job on the break tonight, pitching the ball ahead, getting the guy the ball to the right people. I thought we ran better tonight than we've run. We practiced that, and we did that in our exhibition game, our private scrimmage. We haven't done it since. And tonight we ran. We weren't as efficient as I wanted to be, but we really ran. And that's, if we can guard the way I think we can guard, we can run. But no, Aaron doesn't get sped up. And he has a good feel, and he's learning, and he cares. You know, he wants to be great, so he's always trying to improve.
Time for two more.
Damn, Zach would have had me out of here by now, Sean.
Mark, were you disappointed in the two fouls that Bruno picked up in the beginning of the second half, or do you attribute that to his exuberance?
No, I thought it was bad luck. The second, when they have to call it, when you're inside the arc and you don't jump, it's an automatic foul. So Bruno would have jumped. Start of the second half, I wasn't thrilled with in a lot of aspects, but I won't get into it. But it was disappointing for Bruno because he was really on his way to just a monster game. Could have been 15, 16 rebounds and, you know, 20-some points against the zone. So I was disappointed for him. Emily? Come on, you've been around. All right.
I can
put you on the spot.
Was the three-point shooting reassuring, or did it make it feel like those first two games were more of a fluke than this is what the team
did? I think the first two were more of a fluke. Now, we're going to have games where we go 2-for-18 or whatever, but I think it's more of a fluke. We're still not shooting the way we're capable of shooting, and hopefully we'll get more comfortable. But you got to realize, guys, we're playing 5 freshmen in our top 8. I don't know. It's pretty good, you know, what these cats are doing. So, but Anthony made some. You know, Anthony's a terrific shooter. He made a few, and then to see Aaron make some. So, I wish we'd have made a few more, because it was like playing pig out there. I think even Don could have made one tonight out there. But we're getting there. We're getting better.
Thank you, Coach.
Yep.
I'm glad
you showed up tonight, Don.
It's good to see you.
Thank you. It's hard to do both teams, you know?
Okay.